And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was the almighty Flip Out AA doing a song called Chance. And they are all here in the Maximum Rock and Roll Studios with me. And they have come all the way from Tokyo, Japan to tour the U.S. for their second time. And this round, they're doing all West Coast shows only? Yeah.
It's a West Coast show.
West Coast shows. 11 shows, I think, all with MDC except for one tonight in the Bay Area over in Oakland. So we're super pumped to have them here in the studio. They've gone through our archives. They pulled some of their favorite tracks and influences, and they'll be playing them for you later. I want to first off introduce Naoki, who is going to kind of take the show over for a minute. And
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. And if memory serves me correctly, you've actually did one other Maximum Radio show about
yes,
5 years ago. Yeah.
5 years ago when we toured another West Coast tour with CFD, Conquest for Death.
Excellent. Yeah. And I think that was with our awesome friend, buddy, contributor, what have you, Robert. Who we'll be seeing later. We wish he could be here, but he is slaving away at work right now. And I'm going to go ahead and turn the show over. First, I just want to do a little quick mic change here. So I'm going to have you.
Oh, yep. Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Yes, yep. Yes. All right. We just, who do we have coming up first? And
Mao, this is our singer.
Yeah.
Hey, Mao.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Hello.
Hello.
Konnichiwa.
Motto chikaku.
Konnichiwa.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. What is going to be your first song?
Okay. The Lai. It's his first band. The band before Flip Out AA.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a singer for Lai.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Who are also awesome. Sound somewhat similar, actually, to a little bit like Flip Out AA.
Yeah, so he's gonna play his old band song, because they toured West Coast like years ago, like 2000.
I saw them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It all started, you know, like connecting with people
Max.
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max put out the records. The Flexi.
Yeah, this is coming off of Flexi, the Bandana Thrash Volume
uh-huh,
1.
Uh-huh.
And
so
let's hit it.
Everyone's there!
Listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and I have Flip Out AA here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
And
Those were all songs chosen by Mao, who is the vocalist of Flip Out AA, as explained earlier. And also, yes, was in Lai and came through on their U.S. tour many, many moons ago. So that was, I'm just going to back announce real quick and then have a couple questions for them. So that was SNFU doing Cannibal Cafe, Otu, doing Rise from the Dead. What happens next? Doing, I'm going to let you say,
Musafe Shugi Banzai.
Thank you. And Lai doing ABOS. And so before we go any further, I wanted to ask you guys, so remind me, we were just talking about this. So MDC has come to Japan twice in the last 2 years. Is that right?
Yes, this year, they were in Japan last February, so February 2018. And the year before that, it was also February, so February 2017.
And the 2017 tour was actually their first U.S. tour. I mean, Japan tour,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. They've never been to Japan.
The crowds were just insane. Like, shows were selling out.
Yes, yeah, yep, yep. All the shows were sold out, and yeah, it was amazing. Yes.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. That's great. And did they, on this tour for Flip Out AA, did they invite you guys to come over, or did you reach out to contact them, or how kind of how did your U.S. tour come about on this round?
Yeah, we became like good friends, and it's very fun to tour with them.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. And I noticed last night you guys are all sharing like a huge school bus, right?
School bus, yes.
Well, you know, I'm sure you've seen the movie Another State of Mind.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, yes.
Is it kind of like that?
Yeah. It's very chaotic in the bus.
Because it's the two bands and then a couple of friends, yeah?
Yes.
So there's like 15 people on the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, this tour happened when we were touring together in Japan.
Fantastic.
We just wanted to do more, you know.
Oh, I was so psyched to see you again last night, and then see you guys again this afternoon. So with no further ado, we're going to move on to our next set. I think we have Hitoshi coming up.
Hitoshi, yes.
Yes, with the classic. Do you want to tell us what your first song is, first band is going to be?
Yeah, Dead to the Mouse, Bodo.
Yes.
Yeah, Bodo.
Let's go.
That does it for Hitoshi's set.
Yeah, so, hello, I'm Hitoshi.
Yes. That was Zadkiel.
Yeah.
Doing Miss Satan.
Miss Satan.
Serious, like, remind me a little of Motorhead a little bit. Kind of galloping pace there.
Yeah, very old band from Saitama.
Yeah, and then Hitoshi likes Deadless Moose so much, he had to play three songs from their amazing LP. Yeah. We heard, going in backwards order here, Mind, Choose Between Death and Freedom, and then starting off, as he said, with Border. What a, man, some killer tracks so far. So I actually had a couple other questions for you. I was kind of curious, so you guys... I'm just talking about Flip Out AA. Mm-hmm. You guys have been to the United States 2 times.
Yes.
So have you toured Indonesia or Philippines
Yes.
or China or any other places of note outside of Japan?
Outside of Japan, we've toured Southeast Asia. We toured Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. And other countries we toured is... Korea, South Korea, and Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Brazil was last year. It was amazing.
Oh, I can't imagine. This was a really good scene in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so blown away. I was in Indonesia last year just as a tourist. We traveled around to a couple different islands, and when we were on Java, especially in Jakarta, we were hanging out with some friends there who lived in Jakarta. And they told me like some of the record stores to go to.
Yep.
And I mean, I realize it's a massive island, but you know, my first time there, obviously I know a lot of bands, but I had no idea how huge the scene was in Indonesia.
Yeah, it is. and like, it's getting
insane.
Bigger.
Insane! Yeah. Like how many bands? Yeah. I was in this one store, and it was mostly CDs. And I probably looked through, I literally looked through like a couple hundred punk and metal CDs of Indonesian bands. Mm-hmm. I knew none of them. I had never heard any of them. Mm-hmm. And the best part of it was is. The way I decided what to buy is I just looked at the pictures.
Yeah.
And if they looked really punk or really metal, I just bought the. I bought it. I was like, oh, they look cool. They must sound cool. So anyway, that's so amazing, man. What a good, great mix of countries. And Korea, South Korea too. Huh?
Yeah, we're very influenced by Conquest for Death. You know, like they go everywhere.
Tour.
Yeah, they tour everywhere in the world. Book shows, DIY, and you know, Mongolia, they go to China, they go to Africa,
totally crazy.
Like we want to tour anywhere, like they do,
If there's going to be a good influence, it's got to be those guys because they are fearless in where they travel. So, I want to keep things moving along. We're actually, do you have anything? Do you want to say anything? Else?
Say hello. I flip out AA ひとし。今回のツアーはとてもいろいろ勉強になっています。とても楽しんでいます。
He's learning and he's having great time.
Yeah, absolutely.
He learned a lot.
Yeah, his English is better than my Japanese, so it's all good. All right, Naoki, we've got your first set.
Okay.
Coming up here,
yep,
and we're starting off with a band I saw last night. I knew nothing about them. They totally blew my mind. They're called Year of the Fist, and they actually tour Japan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. But they live here in Oakland.
Yes, they're from Oakland, and I booked the shows in Japan for them, and we made friends, and they are friends with Mike from MDC, so that's...how the last night show happened, you know, like we got connected, you know.
Oh,
like,
fantastic.
Yeah,
I was wondering, because I think Mike came up and did a guest appearance during their set, so I was wondering what the connection was there. So let's get things rolling. We're going to play a song of theirs off their EP. It's called Catching Up, and I saw it played live last night. It was fucking fantastic. Here we go. We'll be right back.
admit I'm an alcoholic. Cigarettes and free coffee. I did the 12 steps, then I relapsed. Now my sponsors all hate me. I guess the big guys, I know my triggers. And my triggers, they all know me. Cause my name is Mike and I'm an alcoholic. Cigarettes and free coffee. Feeling in A, feeling okay. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. mommy grows a beard. All the neighbors, they complain all the time. They're like, don't understand my kind. Little brother's thrown out of school. Jackie's in the kiddie pool. Big brother lives in city jail. Mom and dad won't pay his bail. Big sister complains all the time. She's hooked on barbed wine. All my aunts are lying whores. All my uncles are drinking bores. Grandma sells dope to high school kids. Grandma don't care, his mind is on his kids. No one seems to understand. Not sure if I'm a woman or a man. My family's just a little weird. Shop family's just a little weird. My family's just a little weird. Shop family's just a little weird.
That killer set of tunes. That was, you were just telling me, that was the band from Austin, Texas called The Elected Officials. And you were just telling me an interesting story of kind of your connection with them. Can you tell our listening audience a little bit more about that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so The Elected Officials toured Japan one time, and yeah, we became good friends. And yeah, then they wanted to come back Japan again, and when I was booking their second tour in Japan, they asked me if they can bring another band to Japan, and I was like, oh, what band do you want to bring? And it was MDC.
Yeah, maybe you've heard of them before.
That's how it happened, yeah.
Fantastic. Uh-huh. And then, of course, before them, who did you want to read back through or what
yes.
you played there?
Uh-huh. So I played MDC. My family is a little weird. And what did I play before that?
Yeah, I probably
that?
Can't even read my writing here. Conquest for Death?
Yes. Beyond the, yeah.
Beyond the hidden valley of the last of the V8 interceptors. Uh-huh. Oh, Devin, in your songs.
and what was before that? Naked Aggression, Us Against Them.
and in DC. Yeah,
yes, just for today. Yeah, this we love this song. It's their latest album. It's the song is on their latest album, which is Mein Kampf, Mein Trump, and yeah, the song like describes the today's MDC very well.
Yes, yes. It, you know, yes. It's interesting to me. I, you know, I'm sure most of our listening audience is pretty aware. Mm-hmm. It's kind of been an interesting resurgence for MDC.
Yes.
Ironically, because of Green Day, mm-hmm. and you hear. You don't know if you're familiar in the U.S. Green Day was playing an awards show or something, mm-hmm. and they said. No Trump, no USA, no fascist USA, mm-hmm. no KKK. I'm mm-hmm. totally screwing that up right now, but you get the idea, which is obviously originally an MDC slogan, and I thought it was interesting and cool that Green Day gave them credit mm-hmm. For that, and now MDC has redone that song mm-hmm. To be their own slogan again, no Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA. So I thought that was just kind of an interesting thing that they kind of brought back that song. I don't want to say it's directly related to Green Day, but it's almost like Green Day brought a lot of attention, I think, to MDC, maybe to your casual pop punk listeners who maybe had never heard of Green Day mm-hmm. before. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, more people are, I mean, I don't care how you find out about bands, as long as you're showing up to the shows and mm-hmm. and supporting the bands and buying their records, you know. So if anything, maybe more kids are like, hey, I heard this band MDC, maybe I should go check them out. I think that's a pretty rad thing.
Yep.
So, and then of course we started off with...
Year of the Fist.
Yeah, one of my favorites from last night, Year mm-hmm. of the Fist, doing mm-hmm. Catching Up. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, we stayed at their house last night, and they're super sweet, nice people.
They seem like pretty cool people. Yeah. I don't want to run out of time here, so mm-hmm.
okay.
Let's get
on to June set.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have June coming up, mm-hmm. who so kindly pulled five super classic, almost all Japanese tracks, and then one New Zealand band I had actually never heard before, from who put out an LP in 83. So... we'll get to that in a moment, but I'm going to let him tell you what's happening first here.
I am June. Hello.
Hello, June. Thanks for coming in.
Next song, Compuse Dreamer.
Yes.
Dream. Let's take it.
my name is Jun. I played Go Ahead by The Circle. Okay. Next, Somae.
The song before was Democratic Society by
Acid.
And the one before was
Future Never Shows
by
Google Flex.
Yeah. And the song before was Mistaken Identity by No Tag.
New Zealand Punk. Mm-hmm.
Hey. And the first song was Dreamer by Confuse.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, killer music. Yeah. I was actually introduced to a couple bands today. I had actually never heard Zydekel before, and I had never heard No Tag. And isn't that why we have the guest DJs come in to introduce us to new, interesting tracks? So it's been so rad to have Flip Out AA come in for the radio show. And I want to encourage anyone listening from faraway lands, if you want them to come to your town, please do. They're rad guys.
Yeah, please contact us.
Yes, they want to tour the world. Mm-hmm. Anyone in the far reaches and the far corners, please. Africa, Iceland, China, wherever.
Everywhere,
they are
anywhere.
Ready to go.
Yep.
Yes. And I want to just point out, they are so killer live. You did something last night I'd never seen anyone do before. You held your bass in your teeth. I thought I was like seeing a live show to a circus act. Like it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, how is your teeth that strong? You must have a good dental plan back at home. But anyway, that was pretty impressive. So thanks to Flip Out AA. Thanks all.
Thank you.
I look forward to
listening.
Thank you.
Woo! It's been great having them in. Just remind you, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Check us out online at MaximumRockandRoll.com. You can email us radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those good little social media places. And if you want to be reviewed in the magazine or played on the air, possibly, send in 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD unreleased, and cassettes to MRR PO Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146 in the good old USA. As always, our show is edited by the almighty Brandy, who does a stellar job every week. Thanks for her great efforts. And, of course, we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes. I am Rob. I'm here with the 4 guys from Flip Out AA. It's been killer having them on, and we're actually going to play a band that they're playing with tonight. Our own Robert Collins is in this band, along with a couple other really cool cats. They're called Sterile Mind, and they're about to shred your eardrums. Check you next time.
Get up, run!